Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Change Radio News. Today is Tuesday, 17 February 2026, and the news is read by Divine Nambira. Here are the news headlines. War veterans drag Mnangagwa to court over the constitutional amendment bill. Chiwenga and Mabiza in heated exchange over proposed constitutional changes, and Magaya rape trial to proceed in victim-friendly court. And now for the news in detail. Six war veterans filed an urgent application at the Constitutional Court against Emmerson Mnangagwa. The veterans argued that Mnangagwa violated his oath of office by pushing for Constitutional Amendment Bill No. 3, which set to extend his rule beyond 2028. The application, filed through legal practitioner Love Moore Maduku on 16 February 2026, seeks to have the cabinet's approval of the bill declared null and void. The applicants also want Mnangagwa permanently barred from signing it into law. There were reports of tension during a recent cabinet meeting over the proposed Constitutional Amendment No. 3 bill. Vice President Constantino Chiwenga reportedly clashed with Attorney General Virginia Mabiza during discussions. Sources say Chiwenga interrupted Mabiza after she referenced South Africa in her legal argument, stating that South Africa should not be compared to liberation movements. Emmerson Mnangagwa is said to have intervened, admonishing Chiwenga for both the interruption and his remarks. The proposed constitutional amendment bill is causing more infighting in ZANU. The rape trial of PhD Ministries founder Walter Magaya opened in Harare today with a magistrate ruling that proceedings be held in a victim-friendly court. The state argued the complainants are vulnerable and need protection from mental and emotional strain. Magaya's lawyer Admaya Rubaya opposed the application, insisting there was no evidence of trauma and that adult witnesses should testify in open court. But Magistrate Esteri Chivasa ruled in favor of the state, stating that vulnerability does not require medical proof and that even adults can be traumatized by facing the accused. Rubaya indicated the defense will now seek to have the matter referred to the Constitutional Court, arguing that Magaya's right to a fair trial is being infringed. The matter continues. The Election Resource Center Africa is calling for a national referendum on the proposed constitutional amendments, arguing it is essential to protect democratic governance. Meanwhile, citizens have lashed out at opposition politician Sengezo Chabangu for claiming the opposition is in full agreement with the amendments. Critics describe Chabangu as a surrogate of ZANU-PF and argue he has no right to speak for the opposition. The Center for Natural Resource Governance has called on the government to halt mining operations in the Tsingwe suburb in Matasa district. The watchdog says open-cast mining is taking place on a hill that houses key water storage tanks serving thousands of residents. The organization warns that continued mining could disrupt water supplies and pose health risks. Zimbabwean women working in Chinese-owned mining firms are reportedly facing widespread abuse. Justice Chinema, Secretary General of the Zimbabwe Diamond and Allied Minerals Workers Union, says female employees have reported sexual harassment, unfair dismissals, and demands for HIV test results before employment. Union leaders are calling for urgent government intervention and stronger labor protection within the mining sector. The Bulawayo High Court has ordered the Zimbabwe Electricity Supply Authority to pay more than $66,000 in compensation to two miners who suffered severe electrical burns. The children sustained injuries after coming into contact with low-hanging power cables in Mangwe, Matabeleland South Province. Judges Evangelista Kabasa and Dube ruled that the injuries resulted from gross negligence by ZESA employees. The court found the power utility liable for failing to ensure public safety. South African authorities are exploring the extradition process for controversial Zimbabwean dancehall artist Maloti in connection with a 2017 armed robbery case in the Western Cape. Western Cape SAPS spokesperson Captain F.C. Van Wyk confirmed the active pursuit of the musician, whose real name appears on the South African warrant as Namatai Bobo. If the international cooperation phase proceeds, Zimbabwean courts will ultimately determine whether she is returned to South Africa to face the charge. A Harare magistrate has sentenced 29-year-old John Sande of Musasa to an effective 20 years in prison after convicting him of stealing cables worth more than $60,000. Magistrate Noel Mupeiwa initially imposed a 30-year sentence on three counts under the Electricity Act, but ordered two of the terms to run concurrently. In economic news, the Tobacco Industry and Marketing Board has reduced Zimbabwe's tobacco grading system from 1,320 grades by eliminating 651 categories. TIMB says the streamlined classification system will improve transparency, fairness, and competitiveness while aligning local tobacco standards with global markets. Implementation will be gradual, with reviews every 2 years. And in news from local communities, residents of Chiredzi South have lashed out at the Chiredzi Rural District Council, accusing them of playing lip service to their livelihoods while doing nothing to solve the bridge crisis across the Runde River. They accused the local authority of collecting head taxes and school levies while ignoring the lack of a bridge connecting them to Chiredzi town. Residents say their lives are in danger crossing the Runde River by foot and canoe, and that their lives are effectively on hold while council and government fail to act. Let's hear from some citizens relating their ordeal. Harare City Council will dispatch health inspectors to a central business district restaurant following allegations that pet food was served to customers. The claims emerged after news reporters observed unhygienic conditions at the establishment. Video footage reportedly shows a worker washing what he claimed was pet food before it was cooked. City authorities say investigations will determine whether health regulations were violated. In international news, about 100 United States troops have arrived in Nigeria to assist in training and intelligence sharing in the fight against Islamic militants and other armed groups. The Nigerian military says it requested support from Washington for training, technical assistance, and intelligence cooperation. Officials stressed that U.S. forces will not take part in combat operations and that Nigerian troops will retain full command authority. The deployment comes amid ongoing security challenges in northern Nigeria, where armed groups have killed thousands of people. While many Christians have been among the victims, analysts say the majority of those killed are Muslims. United States Africa Command recently confirmed that a small team of American officers is in Nigeria to provide intelligence support. And finally, in sports news, rain has delayed the start of the Ireland versus Zimbabwe clash at the Palekele International Cricket Stadium in Sri Lanka. Ground staff had started removing the covers, but showers returned, causing further delay to the toss in the crucial T20 World Cup Group B encounter. Officials say the cut-off time for a 5-over match is 10 past 6 p.m. Indian Standard Time, which is approximately 20 past 3 p.m. Zimbabwean time. If the match is washed out, it could significantly impact Group B standings, particularly affecting Australia, who are already under pressure after losing two matches. And now to end this news bulletin, here are the headlines once again. War veterans drag Mnangagwa to court over the constitutional amendment bill. Chiwenga and Mabiza in heated exchange over proposed constitutional changes. And Magaya rape trial to proceed in victim-friendly court. And that concludes our bulletin for the day. We thank you for listening. From myself, Divine Nambira, and the entire team at Change Radio, we wish you a blessed night.